Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
What a beautiful, beautiful song there. As promised, he's ready to bless us this evening. That's Pastor David Malat on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Bishop!
Servant of the Most High God.
How are you, Bishop?
I made
a baby biggest mistake of my life.
What happened?
I didn't ask you also to name. I forgot. I thought you have this funny name.
No.
I thought Mruta Giga is on Prelina Live.
We bless the Lord.
It's good to have you back, Mfundiswam. Let's see, did running. We're talking about the issue here, the true worshippers and the true worship. So many things have been going wrong. And unfortunately, we cannot address the wrong things without giving the people the right thing. So we've decided to give them the right thing, the right information, focusing more on a lot of negative things that are happening in the world today, more especially in the spirit world or in the church as a whole, Mfundisi. Take us back to what we discussed last week as far as this topic is concerned. But before we do that, say hi to our listeners.
Hey, thank you so much, Mruti Mwabi, for this opportunity. And my humble greetings to my beloved listeners. It's Radio Pulpit. And thanks for the calls, for the SMS, the WhatsApp. And tsilereng ke jan le bona ka yona modimo e ha ba boloke mo haunta. Praise the Lord. We mentioned a few things last week about the true worship and maybe should I say the true worshippers, and we quoted from the book of John where Jesus met this Samaritan woman, and but I just want to state one thing today as a reminder. Jesus said to her, "You Samaritans, you worship what you don't know. Hence, Rona Rele Majuta, we worship what we know." Now, today I just want to spice it a little bit from the book of Amos, chapter number 8. I'll just read 4 verses there, man of God, and I'll read from verse number 11. It says, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, when I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but a famine for hearing the words of the Lord. And the people shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, inquiring for and requiring it, as one requires food, but shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. Those who swear by Ashima or the sin of Samaria and say, 'By the life of your God, the golden calf,' and swear by the life of the way of idolatrous Beersheba, they shall fall and rise no more." Now, men of God, for the next few minutes, let us just look into a fair mind of hearing the words of the Lord. And you realize that by far the greatest manifestation of the judgment of God on the church's unrepentant hypocrisy, I mean, will be a fair mind of hearing the words of the Lord. And I just want us to take a note to them, Rutu Akahore, and my beloved listeners, that it will not be a fair mind of the words of the Lord, but a fair mind of hearing. And if we look deeper, I mean, mayemong ao kereke ilimu ona and manaba mudimu at large, we will realize that hypocrisy has somehow ripened, you know, to the place that the people no longer seek God's words, nor do they listen when He speaks. Now, a virus of unresponsiveness has debilitated, or should I say, maybe weakened, the audio nerve in the souls of the people. Muruti Moabi and my beloved listeners, for years, the people did not want to hear God. Now He will grant their desire, and now this is a tragic state where, you know, for a people who had believed that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Now, through the centuries, God fed these people with the nourishment of His guidance and correction. And now where we are, Muruti Moabi, those times, and should I say maybe we have reached now a season, you know, nakonye fitile before Refika Morelenden now, where people were no longer eager to hear that nourishment of guidance and correction from God. Because now when we are coming with the word of the Lord to correct and to guide people into truth, people treated you as their worst enemy. And that is when now people chose what they wanted to hear. And the worst virus that came and paralyzed, you know, kereke ya Modimo, let's chaba sa Modimo to a state where we are now, where you can see visibly so that there is a serious hunger now here, you know, eloring ihlasetse kereke. And like I've said before, it is not a fair mind of hearing the words of the Lord, but it is the fair mind where now God chose to give people what they always desired. I mean, people were forever exposed to all kinds of sermons. People were exposed to all sorts of truth that was preached in the church. I mean, from the longest of time, baruti batswile ba ile reng ba ne bana le tshiseo le pitso ya nnete eo ba bitsweng ke Modimo ka yona. And they ended up now competing le batho ba ile reng ba bitsitswe ke, should I call it maybe, how do I put this? I need to put it nicely. Career. I mean, some people came to pursue their career in the name of a calling. So now, since now it is no longer a calling, now it is a career, people make sure they add more of their demands, you know, to feed, you know, their desire to become rich through the same career. So immediately when you turn, you know, a calling into a career, now you become a businessman. And now once you become a businessman, now you become a fraudster. And then you proceed again now to become a looter. And now having said that, now you will play around with people's emotions, and immediately when you deal with their emotions, now you raise, you know, their soulical behavior. And once now you raise that soulical behavior, you paralyze their, you know, I mean, spiritual nature. And now when you kill the spirit man, and now ufida the emotions, and now and the intellect, and the will, that is where now, I mean, mutuwa moya uba paralyzed. And now mutuwa moya uba paralyzed, mutuwa moya ukala abola wakikala. And now this is why you have realized, Muruti Mwadwe, for the longest of time, people came to church to pursue their needs, to pursue their desires. It was no longer about guidance. It was no longer about, what the Lord requires. It was no longer about, how do I put this nicely? It was no longer about the purpose of existence and or out of all the people who wanted to be me, why God chose me. Mm-hmm. And now where we are today, Muruti Mwabi, we found the benefit of a doubt. Rina konya kala ndate. And then kala ebu kuku ki wore now. I'm lintwili abu about habau. You know, people now, they are desperate, because everything that they thought that they had, everything that they spent, by investor, everything into it, or eventually it has collapsed. Mm-hmm. You know, everything today has existed. You know, this thing of COVID-19 revealed some things. And ask myself serious questions. But now, since now people they were promised what Modimo is going to give them money, and now I saw people with money die, and money failed to save them. You know, I saw many people by luring some. I mean, but sorry, mafua utwing ana ha alafe. You know, mafua utwing ana peku. And now, like, so cancer, you name them all. And now, Mutwana is money, but now money can't save him. So if this is what we promise people, if now this can't, it has changed the form of the gospel that we're supposed to preach, which is the good news to people, to remind them of the statutes of the Lord, to remind them who na mudimu murero haiki inkabona. Instead now yaba ritsosa moya o sele wa hore, I mean batho ba batle di riches of this world, feeling how lejena di khono ka ba save. Now this is what Muruti Waka. Now
are tsara fela jalo Muruti, will continue rnali di mabankele a mangata fa re sentse re feta ka ona fa before ke tswela pele. Mme ga re bua obore fa temana eo, that verse that you just read for us when we started. Let's quickly do this, Muruti. Please don't hang up.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Just gone 9 before 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Fundis, welcome back.
Seven of the Most High God.
Which scripture were you reading from, Fundis?
Muruti, it is the book of Amos, chapter number 8.
Yeah.
And I read from verse number 11 up to verse number 14.
Okay. Amos chapter 8, verse 11 to 14.
Yes, Muruti Waka. Ibuaka kala ndate. Ibuaka kala.
Hunger for the word.
Hunger for hearing the word of the Lord.
And you might misinterpret that as hunger for material things.
Yes, this is what was inculcated in people's minds, and like I said, remember Muruti Motu is in a tripartite, you know, form, and we talk about the spirit man, and then we talk about the soul, and we talk about the body, and each and every point that I've stated, hona all the senses there. But now once we deal, because if you listen thoroughly to most of the sermons, they were mostly dealing with the emotions, you know, to give them something, but immediately when they left that place, they are dry like never before. That is why most of the messages that were preached in the church was never taken to people. You know, people fail to go and share what the Lord is saying to people, because now we have somehow diverted from what the Lord always, you know, wanted, from his own people, because he guided them through, you know, the guidance and correction. And that is what the nourishment, and now we as servants, we as the messengers, somehow we have diluted now this message, Murutuaka, because like I've said before, some, the career in the name of the calling. And now people about push under by a career. They died very, very, very broken and very poor because now people left them. People by Loring, they served them with their lives. They prayed for them. They gave them good counsel, you know. They gave them their all. But then Bamba the celebrity, because now they were running after the riches of this world. The riches that cannot save you, Murutuaka, because if we level deeper into our purpose of existence, we can level our mutu omolo omolo omonya pilang mudimu unale morero kabo pelo bahai. Now, our spiritual hunger now, eloring experience right now, you know, sorry, within the Church of God at large. It is a spiritual hunger. Every vilang, the level of hypocrisy, the worst virus ever, is the virus of hypocrisy. People came and painted the picture. No, everything is well with them while it was not. People, they came and painted a scenario. I got it all together while they were broken and empty from their inside. And now this is when now we saw people now start running up and down. I mean, looking for something. They were looking for miracles, some babaka prophecy. And now you ask yourself, but what more can God say to these people? Because how huna bu profeta bo fidel into lamudim. If you read the word of God, if you immerse yourself into the word of God, you realize that there is no prophecy Muritimuabi. I know you are a major prophet, but there's no prophecy. And now this is where now we remind Banaba Mudimor, Karakala Ina, don't die. Refuse to die. Hunsonali chance more, because now vested in that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst. We saw a group of young people rising up, and then carry title the whole babangelebo apostle babangelebo, you know microscopic what and those people, our level, what they were pursuing, it was riches. Because the message, it was all about money. Mm-hmm. It was never about the guidance of the Lord and his correction. It was not about what God wants from his people. Yeah, but it was what about what people can get from God.
And of course, for them to get, they must pay something.
Huh? Ay, 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 ay.
Roots, hey, yeah, as today it was really flying very fast.
The catching of the ram is not run away.
But it's to take the strength.
072-316-1117,
right?
Ki ona fela go share.
And on Facebook again.
Ki Facebook ki mpo David Malatsi.
Wa go murutwa ka.
Yes.
Are tsone fela ya lore. Tsolle ka ba fibile bona ke ba murutirile bogilele ka moso.
Modimo wa go tsa wetsa ke go.
Thank you again next week. 072-316-1117. Up next ke Hlalanathi on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion right after this.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.